Okay, now we will continue. Evening chanting and reflection. Oh, okay, you will reverse it. Okay, we do the meditation after the evening chanting. Evening chanting is on page 14. Where is Joyce? Joyce? Oh, she is inside there. Joyce, come. We will reverse the program. We will start out with the evening chanting. Turn to page 14. In the meantime, just now, our friend asked, what other advice my teacher gave to me, Achayantra. I found the page 33. Heart Sutta Note, item 1.3. Heart Sutta Note, lesson 8. Item 1.3, page 33. Maybe I read to you all this one first, so that we will not forget. Some important truth that Brahmacharya has learned from his teacher, Prachayantra Marabhikkhu, a very wise and famous Thai monk during the early days of his cultivation, means from 1988 to 1992. So the first advice, he said, mind is mind, body is body. Body is never the mind, and the mind never the body. But body is important too, because both body and mind must harmonize to help us live life and develop the meditation. And we choose to take care of mind because mind is most important. So these are the simple Dhamma advice. If you understand, you benefit tremendously. Whereas during the early day of my cultivation, I just need people to tell me a little bit about this mind. What is this mind? So like I told you, there are two aspects of mind, true mind and the mundane mind, conditioned arising mind. If I have told you all this, you should have penetrated. Well, there was one 21-year-old Kailamita, I think Mimi's son. He attended my first retreat at Sumeru. After my first session sharing, he came out after lunch. He came and approached me and talked to me. And I rejoiced. I said, sadhu to you, you're so young, you understand. You know what he told me? He said, Brother Theo, thank you. He said, sadhu. I said, why? He said, your Dhamma sharing very good. Oh, I said, what do you understand? You know what he told me or not? I was so surprised. He said, living beings' problem is they don't understand that there are two types of mind. You can differentiate between these two types of mind. You will know how to cultivate. You will not have problem. Wow, I look at him. I sadhu him. I said, you must have your past, otherwise you cannot understand all this. He is still an undergraduate at that time, I think, going to college. See, people with past parami, so young, they can develop the understanding. Then the next advice is, we choose accept everything as natural, because only form and mind and mighty nature rolling by, so not so real and not what you think. Then the third one is, we choose contemplate all Dhamma until very, very clear the importance of the second turning wisdom, second turning of the Four Noble Truths. Then the highest or real meditation, this is the one. We choose aware of all action and all movement in the present moment. That is what daily mindfulness meditation in daily life is all about. Then the fifth one is importance of having a good religious routine to train the mind to cultivate puja, metta, and meditate every day. That's why I used to say it's a full-time job. But doesn't mean you must retire. Full-time is continuous cultivation. Because cultivation can be done in any posture, anytime, anywhere. So you can do it even while working, while having your duty. Then the last one is importance of constantly cultivating the five spiritual faculty and the keeping of the five precepts. He always say minimum five precepts. Then you must develop your spiritual faculty. This daily religious routine is to maintain the momentum in daily life. Like every morning when you wake up, you do your puja, you do some meditation, radiate metta, reflect. Then after that, before you sleep, you do again. Then in office, whenever you're free, you do. Then whenever you enter your house, pay respect, triple jam. When you come out also, pay respect. Then in between, maintain daily mindfulness. You will progress very fast. Then attend Dhamma session. Okay, that's about all. The six important advice. Now we will do the evening chanting. Turn to page 14 of the chanting book. So we will chant in English. Okay. Where is the mic? Yeah.
To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one's disciples who have practiced well, to these the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offering our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still have compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and Blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha,
the Blessed One.
Wow.
The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma.
The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One.
Homage to him, the Blessed One,
the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One.
Homage to him, the Blessed One,
the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One.
Now let us chant the reflection of the Buddha.
A good word of the Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows.
Such indeed is the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Perfectly Enlightened One, endowed with wisdom and virtue, the Accomplished One, the Knower of the world, the incomparable Master or Guide of those who be trained, Teacher of God and man,
the Enlightened One, the Blessed One.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha.
The Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to the peaceful chief of conquerors, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of reflection, I venerate him with bowed head.
I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and guide. The Buddha is sorrow destroyer, who bestows blessings on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in a master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech and mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of faults be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond timeless, beyond thought, inviting investigation, onward leading to the heart and Nibbana, can be understood by the wise each for themselves.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma.
It is excellent because it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruition, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching that removes darkness. The Dhamma, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings, as the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma's servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and guide. The Dhamma is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessing on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate my body and life, and in devotion I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma, and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha.
Of good conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of upright conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of dutiful conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. This order of the Blessed One's disciples, namely the four pairs of persons, the eight types of individuals, is worthy of offerings, is worthy of hospitality, is worthy of gifts, is worthy of reverential salutation, is an incomparable field of merits to the world.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha,
born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which we practice well, the field of the Sangha, form of the eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue. I revere that assembly of noble beings perfected in purity, the Sangha, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. The Sangha is my Lord and Guide. The Sangha is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessing of this practice, by His power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future they may be restrained regarding the Sangha.
Okay, we will do the closing salutation. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay. We will do some reflection.